God's perfect plan. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you care for him? Psalm 8, verse 4. Jesus is fully man, the perfect man, the representative man. He is God's man. Jesus is God's standard for mankind. He is the perfect pattern for all of humanity. God's plan for those that are in Christ is that we are conformed into his likeness. Jesus, who walked this earth with nowhere to lay his head, is God's pattern for all. During his time on earth, he walked, he ate, he drank, he got tired and was hungry. He lived a life amidst folk who despised him, but he learnt obedience through suffering. He understands our weaknesses and faced the same testing we do, yet never sinned. He is not a remote God, but one that is our kinsman redeemer, God's perfect pattern. God had foreordained that all things would one day be placed underneath his feet. For all was created by him, all was created for him, and all was created in him. All things in heaven and on earth, all things visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers, rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Oh, Jesus is God's man. He is fully man, the perfect man, the representative man. But what is man that God should take notice of him and take care of him as he does? Despite the amazing array of his creation that stretches into the far-flung universe, there is only one creature that God chose to make in his own image and likeness. God undertook to form man to resemble himself, a trinity of body, soul, and spirit. God determined that man would be his governor, with dominion over the whole world. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created man. Male and female, he created them. And then God gave man his hallowed blessing. He blessed man, who together with his wife was to rule and reign as his regent. Man was the capstone of God's creation, formed as his special representative ruler. Man was the pinnacle of all God formed, and he was to fellowship with his Father. Be fruitful and increase in number, they were instructed. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule all that swim in the waters. Govern all that flies in the sky. Have jurisdiction over all that walks on land. And eat of the fullness of my creation, they were told. Never was a created being so honoured as man when God created him as his son. Everything that God had made to support his son was good, so very, very good. Every seed-bearing plant on the face of the earth, every fruiting tree, every seed and berry were to be his food. And I shall be your God, and you shall be my people. What an astonishing happening that God should choose man to be just like himself. He did not choose any of the stars of heaven, the mighty angelic host, to be his son. He did not select any of the shining angels who protected God's throne as his heir. He didn't favour any great spiritual beings with their treasures of wisdom and might. But rather, he took of the dust of his created earth and fashioned and moulded and sculpted and built the body of a man, then breathed his own life into his frame. God, who knows the end from the beginning, was not taken aback when the son he so carefully created with his own hands rebelled against the one who gave him life. He knew man, through his own free will, would despise his God-given birthright. He knew man would pass the sovereignty of God's kingdom to a rebellious cherub. He knew man would choose to violate the sacred position to which he was called. And yet in his grace, God still chose to make man in his own image and likeness. For God had purposed that he would redeem his fallen creatures from their sin. He planned to appoint his only begotten Son to be the unique, perfect Son of Man. His own dear Son, who radiates God's own glory and expresses his very character, and who sustains all things by the mighty power of his will, would be his Christ. He would be placed in a position far above every ruler and authority, principality, power and dominion, and every name given, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. God put everything under his feet and appointed him head over everything for the church, his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. From the moment that man sinned, God instigated his perfect, preordained plan that he had purposed before the foundation of the world, that his Son would be all in all. What we now see is Jesus, who was given a position a little lower than the angels. And because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honour. By God's grace, Jesus tasted death for all, every member of the fallen race of man. And as part of God's plan to bring many sons to glory, God made Jesus, who was made perfect through what he suffered, the leader and pioneer of our salvation. And he has undertaken to have all who are in Christ conformed into his likeness. We are to become like unto the one who created all things by his mighty power.